This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Now, today, we are joined by one of the hosts of the hugely successful local production, Selling Houses Australia. Now, she does manage to turn the most hideous rundown wrecks into gems that sell. Welcome to Joy 94.9, the fabulous interior designer extraordinaire, Shayna Blaze.
Hi, boys. How are you going?
Good.
Well, can you tell that for once in his life he was actually reading and that's why he couldn't get the words out right?
I know, so. It kills me.
I thought you forgot where you were.
Hey, now, Shayna, Selling Houses Australia is in its fifth series. How pleased were you to win the Astra last year for favourite program? How pleased were you to win the Astra last year for favourite program?
The truth, I thought everyone was sick of us, and to win back-to-back 3 years in a row the most popular show, we were actually really shocked. Not that we don't think it's an amazing show, but it's just incredible 3 years in a row back-to-back to have that. It's like the AFL Premiership.
Well, and I guess after that, we have to ask, have you voted for Selling Houses Australia to win a Logie yet?
Oh, God, yes. Yes. I'm trying to get everyone. I really think one of our, a show on Foxtel should be allowed to win a show on the Logies. We keep getting voted, because there's all these math shows on free-to-air. But I really think, the quality of our shows are fantastic. And I think we deserve a Logie.
It's time.
It is time.
Totally agree. Times are changing.
Now we're into series two, second episode, series five. Second episode went to air last night on the Lifestyle Channel. The houses they're throwing at you just seem to get worse and worse.
Honestly, it's just when you think it can't get any worse, it does. The challenge is just monumental. Like the first one where, this house was completely wiped out with the floods. It was the first house that was going to be put on the market for sale. It was the test case for the Queensland floods. So that was pretty daunting on its own. Then you've got the family who, they were just destroyed. And, they didn't know how to cope with it. And they just couldn't get out there fast enough. But at the same time, they were trapped. So it was really quite an emotional sort of makeover on top of what we're doing. Like, this house was just bare inside. There was nothing there.
Now, Shayna, now that story had a great ending last week in terms of eventually what happened was that while it was difficult to sell the house, even after you guys had done such an amazing job of making it look right again, in the end, what was possible was it was able to be rented because that allayed any fears about owning property in an area that could be flooded. But the whole thing is, did you get a sense at the time when you were doing that house as how that was going to be addressed for that whole region of Brisbane and Queensland?
I think they were sort of like that. They were looking to us to see whether we could, start the benchmark, really. It was one of those things that Andrew was working with their real estate agency. And I think the biggest thing that we were saying, it's just an unknown. And it was trying to see what the market was like, whether people were feeling confident. The thing is, like, all the houses, everybody was still in building mode. People were staying, but the fact that these people wanted to get out, that's what the unusual thing was. Most people had that, come on, let's buckle up, let's get back into it. And they can get into that because it's their own home, that they know what the situation is. But when you've seen the devastation, you've seen the floods, you know what these floods are capable of, and buying into that 12, wasn't even 8 months later, is really quite scary. So I've got a feeling that, it was sort of coming towards us to see if we can sort of solve it. But it just shows that the confidence still wasn't there. People were willing to put their hand in the pocket, but not at a price that the house was actually worth once it was done.
Yeah.
But to get $600 a week in that environment for that house, I think was just absolutely incredible. And it just meant that these people could move on, still owning the house, but they didn't have to live in it. That was the terror of actually having to be in there. They didn't have the memories anymore by moving out, and it wasn't this albatross around their neck anymore.
It was a great story. Not just it wasn't just a renovation story.
No, not at all. And I think that's what people love about selling houses, Australia, is that there's such a human element to every one of these houses. It's not just about, you know, clutter and bad colours and people just getting it wrong. There's reasons why they've got it wrong, but there's also the human story of the financial situation, the family situation. And, you know, this is how we live our lives. Everything that we do is on a personal level, and I think that's why the show is so popular, because we do it on that real personal level.
Now, we've got to ask you, what was the worst house ever on the show?
It's coming up.
Oh, we haven't seen it yet.
You've seen the promos, haven't you?
Is that the one? I'm going to guess, is it the one that looks like it was an episode of Hoarders?
I think that so many people say to us, you know, oh, was that set up, or they just leave it that way? Now, this is how people are living. This is real. And the Hoarders one, you know, we've decluttered houses before, and I've been to some Hoarders, you know, last year, and thinking, oh, you know, it can't get any worse than that. And this is beyond extreme. Like, this man lives that way, and he just thought he needed extra cupboards. And, like, he thought he needed extra cupboards, and it was, you just can't get around that. So it was, you know, there's so many issues there on top of that. So we're dealing with different situations of people's personal lives as well. So, you know, we've got to tread really carefully how we do it. But that, honestly, is the most difficult one I've ever done.
So we can look forward to that in the next couple of weeks.
Yes. It's quite, look, honestly, smell-o-rama just wouldn't even do it.
Oh, dear.
Wouldn't even do it.
Oh, no.
Now, we've got to ask you, has there been one of the houses in anywhere along the line that you had no idea what to do with?
Let me think. There's a lot of, oh, my God, what do I do moments. But I think the time frame is so quick, you just haven't got time to sit there and think, I can't do it. So you just sort of push into action and think, okay, I hope I'm doing the right thing. I hope I'm going down the right track. I think the one that we did in Port Douglas was a tricky one, because that was like a childcare centre that was turned into two flats, and then we had to turn it into one home. And the floor plan was a little bit difficult. So to try and turn it into one home without it making like a rabbit warren was quite difficult. So that took a little bit of working out of how I was going to actually plan, like, knocking through the walls and getting into it. I think on the other level of difficulty would have to be this Hoarder one as well. Just, like, how do you approach somebody with this issue? Because it's just not...
It's not just about fixing the house, is it?
So. No, and it's not about telling your kid off, oh, pick it up, you lazy person. You know, this person, you know... is dealing with this issue for a long time, so it's you're dealing with somebody's mental as well as their physical state that they live in, and you know, that's really quite tricky. You've got to be really careful how you tread, because, you know, I always say at the end of the day, we come in, shake them up, then move out, but we've got to leave them. This is their real life, so we've got to make sure how we tread carefully is not going to affect them in a bad way once we leave.
Now, Shana, I see you're working on a book and you're getting a range of interior products going. So you've got lots and lots of other things happening in the Shana Blaze world as well.
Absolutely. Busy, busy, busy. If I haven't got a project, I start worrying.
How's all that stuff progressing? Is it a side project?
The projects at the moment, the products are sort of developing. They're in development stage. I'm getting prototypes done at the moment. We're looking at, you know, furniture and fabrics and, you know, a few things to put on the online shop. And with the book is, you know, writing at the moment. And we have a publisher. So that's very exciting. So, that's something possibly next year. So it's things that do take time, but right as you're doing it.
Now, we've got to ask you the next couple of questions. We've got to ask, you work with Charlie and Andrew on air. Now, we do have to know, is Charlie really as cute as he seems on air?
Well, he's like a brother to me. He's cute. But everyone around me says, oh, my God, he's so good. Absolutely a gorgeous person. I can't say he's good looking because, as I said, he's like a brother, and that would just be his. But you know, he's just a sweetheart. He's quite a shy person as well. Like, once you get to know him, he's so funny. He's just absolutely a bubbling personality. But, you know, to get to know him, he's that little bit shy, which you wouldn't think so, because, you know, he's this little strong man out in the landscaping with his tattoos. But, yeah, he's a little sensitive fellow.
Well, this is the question we were going to ask, because he didn't answer it when we asked it over Twitter a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Has that sleeve tattoo grown over the last year?
I'm trying to think.
Now, Cam's a bit of a tattoo man, so, well, yeah, you know.
Because you never noticed it in the early series, and now it seems a bit more obvious.
Yeah. Well, it was a case of when he first got it, too. It's like, oh, you know, we're on family-friendly TV, do I show my tattoo, and blah, blah, blah. And then Lifestyle said, well, yeah, it's real, that's you, that's how it is. It has gone to about his elbow, but his wife has said, no more. That's it. She loves it. She loves him as he is. She loves... loves the tattoo, but I think that's where it's going to stay at this stage. If he had his way, I think he'd get more, but his wife's saying, no, love you as you are, let's just leave that for the moment.
All right, I guess for one final question then, if there was an ultimate single piece of advice that you could give to any self-renovator, what would it be?
For selling or for their home?
Either way, for your home. Let's go that way.
I think so many people say to me, what can I do on a budget? What can I do on a budget? What can I do on a budget? And to me, budget is just a dirty word because it means so many different things. A really great saying is if you buy cheap, you buy twice. Because half the time you buy something and it's cheap, it will break. It will date. So you have to buy it again and replace it. So anything that you want to do on a long-term basis, save your money and get the good pieces and spend your money in the pieces that you need to use on a long-term basis. Like a really good couch, a really good chair, put your money in there. The things for your accessories, a little side table, a coffee table, don't spend the bomb on that area because they're replaceable constantly. You can, you know, tart them up and make them look amazing really easily. But just be really careful spending your money and getting some really good pieces that will last and last, because in the end, that's the way you save money and stick to your budget.
Good advice.
Now, Shayna, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, it's always a pleasure, guys. Always a pleasure.
Hey, and don't forget, everyone, you can catch Shayna and the very cute little Charlie in Selling Houses Australia Wednesdays on the Lifestyle Channel and, of course, repeated totally hourly for the rest of the week.
I think it is at the moment.
Oh, it is. So, Shayna, good luck with the rest of the series and come visit us anytime.
Thank you so much, and I definitely will. Bye, Cam. Bye, Chris.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.